This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. So long, 2020. Hello, 2021.
It's finally here. The arrival of 2021 may have sounded the same in New York's Times Square, but the celebration was all but non-existent. The shoulder-to-shoulder revelers were replaced by empty streets and quiet as New York City's finest closed the fabled crossroads of the world to vehicles and onlookers because of the ever-present COVID-19. Store owner Ali Jamil.
Is that we do business with now zero.
New York was not alone. New Year's celebrations were mostly muted around the world in hopes of heading off another round of COVID super spreader events. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Trump returned to the White House early from his holiday at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. The White House didn't say why, and he released a New Year's message for Americans, calling the coronavirus vaccine rollout a medical miracle, highlighting his administration's work to develop a vaccine fast.
To defeat the China virus, we launched the largest mobilization since World War II. We transformed our factories to build tens of thousands of ventilators and millions of masks virtually overnight. Nobody thought it could be done.
But the race to vaccinate millions of Americans is off to a slower, messier start than the public health officials and the Trump administration expected. One expert says the problem is states aren't getting the financial or technical support they need from the federal government. President-elect Joe Biden appeared on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve last night and paid tribute to frontline workers. He also spoke of his hope for 2021. Biden said we owe an enormous debt to those who've risked their lives to help others during the pandemic. He said he's optimistic that 2021 will be a great year for this country. This is AP News. The latest now on a police-involved shooting in Minneapolis. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with what the police chief is saying about this.
The chief of police in Minneapolis says body cam video shows that a suspect fatally shot by officers Wednesday night had fired at them first. The city has released a brief clip as police try to get the suspect in a weapons investigation to stop his car.
Hands up! Hands up!
Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo on KSTP.
It appears that the individual inside the vehicle fires his weapon at the officers first.
The video depicts the driver's window shattering, an officer curses, and then at least a dozen shots are fired. Mayor Jacob Frey says the shooting is under investigation, and regardless of how it started, the community is mourning. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.